Exploring the forest in winter often involves cold temperatures and bare landscapes. But for forester Chris Evans of the University of Illinois' research station in Pope County, exploring the woods at this time of the year does have its rewards.
They are just the tanks in terms of it's hard to kill them. They're out there. They can dry out. They can freeze, and they'll still keep plugging away.
That's one way to describe a common plant-like form of life that you can see in the woods right now, clinging to rocks and boulders in big, circular, colorful patches, ranging from 100 different shades of green to yellows and blues. And now that winter is here and the trees are bare, Evan says that these tough, unique forms of life are everywhere. Oh, and what are these?
Lichens, they're a little different. They're strategy, and they do photosynthesize, but they're not a plant. So they're a weird association. They're actually an organism that's made from the association of two or three different organisms together. So a lichen is a fungus and an algae, and then sometimes a cyanobacteria. Okay. All together in this symbiotic relationship to form a lichen. It's very strange, but it's very neat. They do photosynthesize some.
And are those? Do they love to just cling to rocks?
They do. So you'll find them on rocks, very exposed habitats. You'll find them growing on the side of trees. They don't really require a lot of soil or anything like that, so they can really grow in these very primary habitats where there's not a lot of else can.
And the first month of the brand new year can be a time for some detective work.
So January, we're getting into the heart of winter. So most of our tardily deciduous species, our species that held on even into December, now are down. So this really is the time where there's less and less growing. But what you can do, you can still see a lot of neat things, and it's still worth going out into the woods even in January. It's a great time to practice something we call cadaver botany, where you identify things from the dead plant parts. It could be seed pods or old flowers or dried up leaves. And it's just a lot of fun kind of doing a little investigation and trying to figure out what something is based upon what's left in the winter.
Right. In fact, it seems like there's a whole hobby of identifying trees and shrubs by bark and twigs. That is fascinating. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So a lot of people know how to identify trees by their leaves, right. But the bark characteristics, the stem arrangements, the way the buds look, all of those are very diagnostic too. And you can identify most trees just by looking at those. And once you get practice, you can walk through the woods and just look at the bark without even needing to look at the branches or anything else, and you can tell what kind of tree it is.
And one kind of tree really sticks out in January.
Right now, most of our trees are leafless. So we live in what's called the central hardwoods area. Our forests are predominantly oak, hickory, and other deciduous trees, which means they lose their leaves in the winter. So most of those are down now. Some of them are still hanging on to their dead leaves. So right now, it's a really great time to see species like our American beech, which has these little bright tan or light tan colored leaves that really stand out. And they often hold those leaves on throughout the winter. So if you see a lot of trees now with these light tan leaves still hanging on and the smooth bark, chances are you're looking at a beech tree.
Personally, I really love when I'm hiking in the winter, especially if there is a breeze. These beech tree leaves, they're brittle, and they just make the sweetest crackly sound when the wind is blowing through those. And I know instantly it's beech. And yeah, you mentioned they have very, very smooth bark as well, right?
Yeah, very smooth, clean, light gray bark. Oftentimes, if the beech has any size to it, somebody's already carved their name into it, unfortunately. But yeah, that's really recognizable with these beech trees as well.
And it seems to me the twigs, especially now in the wintertime, Chris, are they the ones that the twigs on beech are very, very pointed? They almost look like the kind of the tip of a spear.
Yeah, so that's its winter bud. Okay. So when the plants form initiate the growth for next year, they protect it in a bud. And yeah, beech trees have these long cigar-shaped pointed sharp buds on the ends of their branches right now. Really unique looking and really characteristic for beech trees.
And of course, the good thing is beeches are native to this area with all kinds of benefits to wildlife, correct?
Yeah, so beech trees and beech nuts are something that is very utilized by wildlife. It is a native tree to here. It's typically found in kind of north-facing slopes, protected coves, areas with a lot of rich woods, is really where beeches are kind of normally found in southern Illinois.
For us, combating winter's cold is often as easy as just bumping up the thermostat. But for trees, dealing with the danger of severe cold, well, that's another matter.
Well, the biggest threat to trees in winter really is freezing their cells, freezing the water in their cells. That rupturing of the cells will quickly lead to death of trees. So these trees are have adaptations or abilities to kind of prevent those that water from freezing in them. One of the ways they can do that is to get rid of the water. So they really go through kind of a dehydrated state in the winter where they lose a lot of their water. One of their most vulnerable plant tissues are leaves. So our deciduous trees lose their leaves. Our evergreen trees, like our pines and our cedars, they retain their leaves, but their leaves are very brittle, very hard, and so they don't need much water. Another way they can do it actually is the cells, the above ground cells, become very pliable and the water can move in and out of them pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And so the water will move out of the cells, and if it freezes, it won't damage the cells.
And how about this? Over the millennia, trees have developed their own unique liquid to survive harsh winters. And this tree protection goes great on pancakes.
Probably one of the coolest strategies they have for keeping themselves from winter injury is they increase the sugars in their sap, in their water. It converts from starches to sugars, and that acts kind of like an antifreeze. And so it lowers the freezing temperature so they can get colder without freezing. And of course, that is one of the main reasons why we like maple syrup, and we collect the sap in the winter because it has such a higher sugar content in the winter.
Many thanks to U of I Extension Forester Chris Evans for visiting with us. And join WSIU Radio next month when Chris stops by to tell us what the February woods have to offer. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.